Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And that's 1-800-433-1397. And be sure to tell them the Small Business Advocate sent you. We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. My website is www.jbsba.com. And I hope you'll check it out when you get a chance and take advantage of some of the things that are there. A lot of free stuff. Everything actually is free. The archives, the articles. You can subscribe to my newsletter, which is free as well. It comes on Sunday, every week on Sunday afternoon. Get you ready for the week ahead. Lauren Garvey is our good friend and a member of our Brain Trust. She's one of our top PR experts in the Brain Trust. She's the managing director of JKG Communications, which is a division of JKG Group. She's a seasoned professional in the area of public relations. She's been doing this for a long time, works with major national companies, and she is here to talk to us about how small businesses can do a better job of getting PR and working with the media to get more PR for our companies. Lauren, welcome to the show.
Hi, Jim. Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you back. It's good to talk to you.
Yep, you too.
Lauren, one of the things that I said earlier before you got here is that one of the things that small business owners do, one of the poorest things that we do is marketing and public relations. And it's and there are a lot of reasons. One reason is because it's typically not our forte. Number two, I think sometimes we think it's only something that big companies get. And we don't put a budget for it. We don't develop a budget for any of this too many times. And the truth is that there is a lot of public relations, a lot of PR, a lot of exposure that we can get that doesn't cost us anything, isn't there?
Yes, there's a lot of things small businesses can do. I think that, you know, owning your own business and anything you really do in life, it's really about developing relationships. And that's really what, you know, PR is about. PR is really about, you know, you develop a relationship with a client and you cultivate that relationship. And it's the same when you're working with a reporter, whether it's a national reporter with Business Week, whether it's a local reporter with your local business journal. And I think it's really important for just when you're trying to pitch a new client, you really have to do your homework. The same applies when you're wanting to develop a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What do you have to know when you're working with a reporter? One of the things I found out about reporters is they're not exactly like the rest of us. I mean, they're a little bit different, and I think they'd be the first to tell you that. But what do we need to know about these folks before we work with them so that we can plug in with them properly?
I think first and foremost, you have to understand that the media's job is to inform the public.
Mm-hmm. Not to sell stuff.
Exactly. So a small business, obviously, is selling their services or selling themselves. So what you really need to do is, you know, I always explain PR in working with reporters is really about making their job as easy as possible.
Right.
So if you're going to pitch a reporter about your business, it can't be a sales pitch as if you're pitching a new client.
Mm-hmm.
You have to keep in mind that it's newsworthy, that it's of interest to them. A way you can do that is, you know, if you're in the technology industry, and let's say your company has a new cutting-edge product or service, research, you know, publications or reporters that cover that, and what you can always do is, and this is how you develop the relationship, they may have just covered something that's very similar to what your business does.
Right.
Drop them an email and say, I saw your piece. It was really a great piece. It really helped me. I'm in the industry. I would love to be a source for you.
Right.
If you do any future reporting. And what you're basically doing is you're not pitching them on yourself or your business, but you're giving them a resource that they can maybe contact later.
Because the mother's milk of reporting is a source, a viable, credible source, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. I would also say that, reporters don't have a lot of time. There's a lot of good sources out there. I'm sure a lot of small businesses, probably don't have the means to hire, a big PR firm, or they may not even have the budget to do any outsourcing. There are a lot of different publications out there that you can buy for a small investment. One is called Bulldog Reporter, and what that does is it's a book that's put out, and it lists all the different, major media beats that they cover, how right. they like to be contacted. When you're working with a national publication or reporter, you really have to be very careful in terms of when you're following up. If you send them a pitch or a press release, generally you probably should not call and follow up with them, because they're very busy. If they're mm-hmm. interested, they're going to get in touch with you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that doesn't mean that you don't follow up. You should always follow up if you feel that maybe you left out a piece of information. I would say very important is when you do develop that relationship and you're working with a reporter, if you tell them you're going to get back to them with information, you have to make sure you do.
Right.
If they have to call you for that information, that's not a good thing, just like with a client.
Right. Now, is another thing that I know that you talk to folks about and to help them with is to understand what the publication or what the outlet that they're pitching, the kind of things that they do and how they do them and where they put these things, so that you are able to help them position you.
Right. And what that really means is, again, it's doing research. You should not, if you're pitching a reporter on something, get a copy of the publication.
Mm-hmm.
Really see the format. See that, do they use photos? Do they like numbers? Most reporters like anything that can quantify it.
Statistical information of some kind.
Right.
Some percentages or whatever.
Correct. More information is better than less information, because the more information you give a reporter, it gives them more to work with.
Mm-hmm.
So something that you may perceive as being, just a small little mention,
mm-hmm.
or listing a website, if you give them more information, it could lead to a feature piece.
Right. Lauren, stand by. We're going to take a quick break, folks. When we come back, I want to get Lauren to help us understand how to speak to reporters. There is a way to do this to make sure that you get your message across properly, and it also helps them. And I'm going to ask Lauren to help us write a PR, a press release. We're going to do that right after these messages. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Lauren Garvey is our guest. She's with JKG Communications. And you ain't had. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with our good friend Lauren Garvey, one of the smartest people I know in the public relations business. And Lauren, give us your website, please.
It's www.jkggroup.com.
All right. Check it out. Folks, and you guys do a lot of different things besides PR, because I've worked with two or three of your other divisions. You guys do a lot of different things there, and they do it very well too. By the way, folks, I have firsthand knowledge of that. I actually am one of their customers, and as well as an associate of theirs, because we have a common customer in the form of Office Depot, don't we?
Yes, we do.
Yeah, Lauren, let's talk about how to talk to a reporter. And one of the reasons I say that is because I've been quoted many times by reporters in the local presses and national press. And what I found is that if you can give them tight little quips, almost sound bites, they can take that down, and that will get in the paper or the publication or whatever. You're almost assured of getting those things printed. The way you want them to be said. But if you give them long run-on paragraphs, you may not recognize what they wind up saying. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, that's absolutely true. The one thing you have to remember when you're talking to a reporter, and small business owners may not know this, if you're working in a story with them, proper etiquette, you will not see that story before it's printed. Mm-hmm. Now, there's an exception to the rule. Trade sometimes will let you review it. If you're working on a case study that's very involved, they'll let you read it for accuracy, not for editorial, you know, review or changes. So you really just know if a reporter's talking to you, especially like a major publication or something like that, most likely you're not going to see it. And I think a frequent, you know, complaint from, you know, companies and people that work with the media is I was misquoted. And the thing you have to remember is anything you say to a reporter can wind up in print. Mm-hmm. So a good rule of thumb is to keep your answers short, because once you start becoming wordy, they can take things out of context. And you actually said it, but it might not be what you meant.
Well, and see what happens, I think, Lauren, we think that they know as much about this business as we, about the business you're talking about, as we do, and they don't.
Right.
And it's not their fault, because that's not their business.
Exactly. And so if you keep your answer short, if they want you to expand, they'll ask you a question. And then you have the opportunity to do that.
But don't you think it's a good idea to have a few, a half dozen key points in, you know, in 5 or 6 or 7 word little bites that, that you want to make sure you get across? Because they like those kinds of hooks, don't they?
It definitely. And I also think, just like, you know, when you're researching a new client or, you know, you're going on a job interview, you really should take the time to sit down and figure out, anticipate what the reporter wants to talk to you about. Make sure that you have all that information and anticipate what the questions could be.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, just develop for yourself like a Q&A document.
Right.
And it's something that can help you, you know, it helps you stay on track.
You might need to get somebody to help you develop that too, folks. That would be a good project for a PR firm to help you with, wouldn't it, Lauren?
It is, but, you know, I always tell people too that, you know, if you don't have the funds to, you know, outsource or to get the services of a PR firm, you know, find a mentor in the industry.
Right.
Because something that's really important, a lot of people, I've been professionally media trained. And what that means is I've gone through training on different issues, you know, conflict, positive, negative, and they help train you on how you respond and how you work and how you clarify. A lot of people may not have the funds to do that. So I think it's really important. Find a mentor, you know, in that field through a colleague or a connection and have them help you.
Good advice, Lauren. I want to ask you another question before we run out of time. What about community outreach? How important is that? Not only is it the right thing to do, is it good PR?
I definitely think so. And I definitely think in today's environment, corporate social responsibility and community relations is extremely important. And I think that's for any business, because let's face it, if you're a company or a business that's giving back in your community, that just naturally, you know, instills customer loyalty.
Do you handle Office Depot's backpack program?
I do. That's a huge
project that Office Depot does for back to school underprivileged children, isn't it? And I know they get a lot of PR out of that. Is that the kind of thing that you'd recommend for folks?
I think yes, and the program
maybe on a smaller scale.
Yeah, and the program. Let me just tell you quickly about it for anyone who's listening who works with a nonprofit. They actually donate over 300,000 backpacks across the country, and they put those in the hands of disadvantaged children. That's the whole goal of the program. And now through June 17th, you can go online, and if you're a qualified 501c3 organization, you can put in a request for
backpacks. What is that website?
It's www.community.officedepot.com.
Community.officedepot.com. And check that out.
Backpack.
Okay. /ASP.
All
right. And if you need that address, folks, I'll get it for you. Lauren, thank you for being here. Good job today. We'll see you next time. Quick break, 29 after. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.